Today is Monday, March 27th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Spanish Paella Day. It is also National Joe Day. My name used to be Joseph. It is not anymore because I changed it legally. So I can't celebrate that day anymore, but I guess in the past I would have been able to celebrate it. But not anymore. And I also am not a big fan of seafood. So I'm not going to be celebrating. I assume you can make paella without seafood, but doesn't it mostly have seafood most of the time? I think so. I think it has sausage and some other things as well. I could be totally wrong. I'm sure someone will correct me out there, but I think it does. It can and does have other meat sometimes, but mostly it's seafood. And so I won't be celebrating that. I think we're going to have Chinese food tonight because we're doing our grocery shopping as we always do on Monday evenings. And by the time I record a show, Mark does his workout and run or whatever he's doing, walks the dog, everything. We go to the grocery store and we get back home. It's so late that if I cook as well, we're eating super late and, I mean, even late for us. And so normally we will go buy the groceries and pick up food, and there's Panda Express is right next to the grocery store. And so we will probably just pick up a small bowl for each of us from Panda Express. And I really like, recently I've decided I like their orange chicken because it doesn't taste like orange. It's more of a General Tso's chicken sort of flavor or something like that. So Friday night we did not record a Mix Minus. But so Mark and I decided we were going to watch a movie at home. And so we had dinner and we selected a movie. I can't remember if I cooked or not, but I did. I think I talked to you guys about it last week. I did at some point make the sous vide frozen stuff that I had bought. And it was actually good. I mean, it needed a little bit of the short rib and the polenta both needed a little bit of salt. But they were good. I would say they were restaurant quality. They had nice flavors. It just needed a little bit more seasoning, but maybe they season it a little bit dull for people who don't like a lot of salt. So I don't know. But anyway, it was good. So I don't remember exactly what we ate, but I decided we were going to watch Emily, which is I wouldn't say a horror movie. I mean, I guess it is. It's a thriller, suspense, drama a little bit. It's about this lady who is an expert in robotics, and she creates this doll, this life-size doll. And her niece, who is dealing with the death of her parents, she's using her to, well, she lets her play with it, and then she uses her to demo this doll to her company because she wants to convince them to green light this project, basically. And the doll becomes really, really protective over the little girl, but also just starts killing people. And I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but anyway, it's kind of like a Chucky. I've never seen Chucky, but I would assume it's very similar to Chucky, where there's a doll, it kind of, you know, goes crazy, let's say. We enjoyed it. Mark gave it like a 4.5 out of 5. Anytime we watch a movie where I was like, oh, what would it be out of 5? I only gave it a 3.5. I thought it was good, but it's not a hugely original concept. I mean, it's, you know, if you think about it, there's already horror movies that feature dolls like Chucky and stuff like that. It was good. It's enjoyable. I would watch it. I wouldn't watch it again, but I would recommend people to watch it if you like horror movies. But I wouldn't give it a 4.5. I wouldn't give it that high. So anyway, that's what we did on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we, Saturday was pretty much a, I'm trying to think, we played Pokemon on Saturday. And also, we went to a movie. Lots of movies this weekend. So unlike Daniel, Mark and I, Daniel and Zach do not like going to the movie theater anymore. They just decided during COVID, we do not want to go to movie theaters. That is not something that we want to do or we're going to do. Although after we got off our cruise with them, we were killing time. The cruise, the Bahamas cruise or the Caribbean cruise, we were killing time and we went and saw, what was it, Wakanda or the Black Panther movie. But apparently they don't go to movies. Mark and I still go to movies and we wanted to see Shazam. So we actually got up fairly early because we had some workers coming. And so anyway, we had to get up early. So we were both up. So we decided we would have brunch and then go to the movie. And then in the evening, we needed to do our taxes. And so I was like, okay, we're going to, in the evening, we're just going to do our taxes and, you know, whatever. Fun. So basically, so we went to a restaurant that we've been to before, but we've never had brunch there. And it was good. I had biscuits and gravy with eggs and bacon and some breakfast potatoes. And I had a grapefruit mimosa, which was very good, actually. And Mark had coffee and I'm trying to think what he had. He had, actually, I don't remember. It was some sort of avocado toast. I feel like it was some sort of avocado toast with salmon and an egg of some sort. And then I think he also got breakfast potatoes with it. So that's what we had. And then we went to see Shazam. We both enjoyed it. In fact, we did not give it, though, scores. So I don't know what his score would have been. I would probably give it the same score that I gave Emily. It's not Emily, it's Megan. Did I say Emily? It's Megan. We saw Megan on Friday night, not Emily. I don't know where I got the name Emily. I keep calling this movie Emily. Regardless, we enjoyed it. It was good. It's setting up some more stuff that apparently is going to happen in the DC universe. We'll see how that plays out because, you know, the whole James Gunn thing and everything. And then we did our taxes. And what we've been doing with our taxes is because we have the house, there's a couple of options. We're not married, so we don't do a joint tax return or anything like that. But we have an option because we jointly own the house. We co-own the house. You know, you get anyone who owns a home knows that you get a tax break or a tax incentive from property taxes and interest that you pay on owning a home. And so if you are a co-owner, you have options. You can split it up and you can say, oh, I'm getting 50% of this and my partner's getting 50% and he can do the same thing on his taxes. But we've done this several years in a row now, and what we decided is, no, it doesn't make sense to split it because we don't get as much of a benefit. So what we do is he puts it on his and sees what any refund or what he's having to pay, and he looks at the difference between that and without the house. And I do the same thing, and whoever is saving the most on their taxes puts the whole thing on theirs. But then what we do, I know this is very complicated, but then what we do is we take the money that we saved by putting the house on our taxes and we put that into the joint account so that it benefits both of us. So it worked out that we saved more money. I saved about, I want to say $2,800 by putting the house on my taxes. So we did that, and then I transferred that $2,800 to the joint account so that we can use it for projects around the house, emergencies, bills, stuff like that. And then that was Saturday night, really exciting, I know. And then Sunday, the only thing we really did other than our normal stuff, like going to church, working out, laundry, all that fun stuff, we are starting to plan for our vacations this summer, and we're going to take two because my 45th birthday is in August, and since it's a, air quotes, milestone birthday, we're going to plan a big trip for my birthday, but our anniversary is on July 4th, and we always travel for that. So we're going to do a shorter trip for July 4th, and then we're going to do a longer one. And so we selected, we're going to do a road trip of the northeastern U.S., like Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine-ish. And we're going to go to Iceland for the August trip. So there you go. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.